with Ruby Innes, and here's the news. Bye-bye now.
Hi there, I'm Jeff Field with 2SER News. Waverley College in Sydney's East has recorded a positive case of COVID-19 just one day after students across New South Wales returned to classrooms full-time. Parents have been asked to collect their children from school. Monday marked the first full day of full-time schooling for children within the public education system after 2 months of remote learning. And as students go back to school and some employees begin returning to offices around the country, Health Minister Greg Hunt says people need to maintain social distancing and employers need to make sure their workplaces are hygienic. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Australia has kept COVID-19 infection rates very low for around 5 weeks now. Health Minister Greg Hunt says this is excellent news, but says Australians can't get complacent.
We are doing amazingly well, but keeping distance, washing our hands and observing cough etiquette, these are the things that are going to help protect Australians.
The government also announced a $20 million funding boost for mental health support and research. The money will have a focus on suicide prevention, particularly for men and boys that have higher rates of mental health issues and are less likely to seek help. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News. Canberra.
Australia's $7.7 billion training sector is set for a federal overhaul that will rewrite deals with the states and try to unify public subsidies as part of an economic plan to recover from the coronavirus crisis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will unveil his so-called JobMaker policy plan at the National Press Club this afternoon. The massively underspent JobKeeper scheme won't be expanded to workers who missed out, but it could be extended beyond 6 months for the battered tourism sector. More from David Thompson.
Just 3.5 million workers have been enrolled for the $1,500 fortnightly payments, rather than the 6.3 million that Treasury had estimated and budgeted for. Arts and entertainment workers, university staff, and many casual employees have been deliberately excluded from the scheme. The government says the extra money won't be extended to those sectors, but Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says some extra JobKeeper funds could be provided for struggling tourism operators. The federal government has already said it will not be extending JobSeeker to others when the scheme finishes in September. David Thompson, 2SER News.
Queensland is under increasing pressure to open its borders as the federal government talks up the prospects of a travel bubble across the Tasman. More from Romy Gilbert in the 2SER newsroom.
Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham says he will not allow fortified states to become an obstacle to the deal. He says New Zealand is obviously the first and right now the only international market that we could safely agree to open up to. Mr. Birmingham says that if New Zealand and some Australian states are ready and willing to progress, then the reluctance of other states to open up their domestic borders shouldn't become an obstacle. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she is listening to medical experts and doesn't expect her borders to reopen until September at the earliest. Romy Gilbert, 2SER News.
And the Sydney Fringe Festival has been cancelled because of the COVID-19 crisis. In other news, the Morrison government will come under pressure over climate change in the looming by-election in Eden Monaro, with a new poll showing 6 in 10 voters in the New South Wales seat believe the coalition is not doing enough to tackle the problem. Labor's candidate and former Bega Mayor Christy McBain has told 2SER's The Wire she's prepared to work hard to get outcomes.
If I'm elected as a Labor candidate, whomever is in government or whomever I need to work with, I will, because we need to make sure that people are getting outcomes from their representatives.
And today marks the 22nd anniversary of National Sorry Day. In 2SER Sport, the Newcastle Knights are on the verge of securing superstar fullback Kalyn Ponga with a new deal believed to be worth around $1.1 million a season. Meantime, the AMA has slammed a proposal to have some crowds back at NRL games on July 1st as crazy and say the plan should be sin-binned. Turning to 2SER weather, a cool, gloomy day, partly cloudy, showers and tops of just 19. The 2SER newsroom is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas. I'm Jeff Field on 2SER 107.3.
Labor.
In the bathtub, happy once again, watching all my troubles go dripping down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. One can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. Pouring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see. Buttering around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the
Phantom Dancer is on the air.
Greg Poppleton, your Phantom Dancer with you. Swing and jazz from live 1920s to 1960s radio and TV.
The National Broadcasting Company, through the nation's station WLW Cincinnati, takes pride in bringing you this concert in miniature from Lakeside Park in Dayton, Ohio. Comes this fresh conception in contemporary jazz of Stan Kenton and his orchestra. It's through these programs we hope to bring you closer to this field of music America is proud to call its own. Now the man who connects these compositions with words, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much, Ken. Taboo.
Phantom Dancer is produced in the studios of 2SCR in Sydney. Greg Poppleton, your Phantom Dancer, heard across Australia over the Community Radio Network.
guys and gals really like sentimental numbers, I happen to have right here in my pocket a little thing that you might be interested in playing. It's called I Plucked a Quill from Cupid's Quiver. Melody is well...
Excuse me for interrupting, Dan, but have you ever heard of a song called To Each His Own?
You know, Ralph, that has all the earmarks of being a rather subtle dig. I suppose what you're trying to tell me is to stick to announcing and to point out to the folks a few of the advantages of buying United States savings bonds.
Well, that's the general idea.
Well, I suppose you'd like me to say that United States savings bonds are a guarantee of future financial security. Not only that, they're so easy to buy. You can use either the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Start buying bonds today for tomorrow. I suppose that's what you wanted me to say, is it, Ralph? Hmm?
Well, the bond track's the right track, old man.
Well, we all know that, so suppose I just say, here's Ralph Flanagan and the orchestra with a big red, white, and blue arrangement of the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Did you ever ask yourself whether Elliot Lawrence? Tonight, Elliot gives the answer. When am I way back home? Elliot Lawrence and his gong group, John Carisi's arrangement, "When Am I Away Back Home?" Well, as a matter of fact, that starts the train of thought. Maybe we better cut out. Dee Lawson and Don Elliott are coming over, and as you know, they're a good swinging company. Till then, little friend, Jim Lowe says, straight ahead. Mother of Exiles, Cradle of a New Race of Men. America, Nation of Immigrants. With suitcase, bag, and knapsack, they came to make their contribution to the American way of life. One of these was John Augustus Ribling, born in Mühlhausen, Germany on June 12, 1806. He rose to prominence in Germany as a road builder and bridge constructor before coming to America when he was 25. Ribling first tried farming, but eventually went back to his old profession, building his first successful suspension bridge in 1846 over the Monongahela River at Pittsburgh. He built many other famous bridges, among them the suspension railway span at Niagara Falls. But the German-born builder's great triumph was one he never lived to see finished. While working on its construction, he was injured, developed tetanus, and died. His son completed the work, however, and the Brooklyn Bridge still stands as a tribute to this great immigrant American. John Ribling died on July 22, 1869. But his story lives today as a reminder to all Americans that immigrants helped to make our country great. They came with suitcase, bag, and knapsack, each bearing a dream in his heart. They stayed to see their dreams come true, to make their dreams a part of the American way of life. Jazz Is My Beat has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
With you on The Phantom Dancer. Coming up on your non-stop mix of swing and jazz from live 1920s to 1960s radio and TV, stay tuned for a set of Jive from live 1937-1938 radio. Right now, though, we go back to the earliest days of radio in the 1930s and listen out to singer Bing Crosby's request on live 1932 radio.
Local knee-high bottler who bottles all those delightful knee-high beverages presents a bright interlude of music which is just as sparkling and refreshing as knee-high true fruit orange and all your favorite knee-high flavors. Music in My Fingers is the first number by the ensemble. Thank you.
Georgie, Do You Ever Think of Me? And Sweet Sue are three old favorites that Jimmy Greer has rejuvenated and arranged into a sizzling medley in answer to a request from Bing Crosby for Something Hot.
But not least, my latest ballad.
Melancholy moon, melancholy moon, shining on the river silver white. In a maze of moonbeams, I'm adrift it seems. Through the haze, your moonbeams light the night. Lazy southern breeze, stirring through the trees, muddy water softly croon. Skies of azure blue, they call me home to you. Underneath the melancholy moon,
so that's all we have time for today, folks. Just a stack of ballad verses. All the words and music written by the red-headed music maker from those way back when days have long gone by up to now. 10 ballads from my very first song hit, My Carolina Rose, up to my latest, Melancholy Moon. So, Gene, now it's your turn. Tell them all about Hawaii, will you, while I look around for a couple of three of my verses. That biggest hit of the bunch, It Ain't Gonna Rain No More, will you?
I'll do just that, Wendell. Now, ladies, be all attention. Libby has a gift for you. It's a necklace. A genuine Hawaiian seed bead necklace, 30 inches long. Visitors to Hawaii bring these very same necklaces back to their friends. Libby McNeil and Libby offer you this gift in celebration of the finest Hawaiian pineapple ever grown. The latest crop from Libby's vast plantation. Juicy, fragrant pineapple, the very best you ever tasted. Libby's pineapple comes packed in a variety of sizes and in different styles to suit different needs. You will find it economically priced. Right now, grocers are featuring special quantity purchases of this delicious pineapple. To obtain the Hawaiian necklace, simply do this. Tear the blue and white or the black labels from 4 cans of Libby's pineapple and send them to Libby McNeil and Libby Chicago or to this station. 4 Libby pineapple labels, either blue and white or black. Your necklace will be mailed immediately. Again, we're going to hear from Wendell Hall.
Oh, it ain't gonna rain no pneumonia on the mo-well. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the world can old folks tell? It ain't gonna rain no more. Well, the butterfly flits on the wings of gold and the June bug wings of flame. The bed bug has no wings at all, but it gets there just the same. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no pneumonia on the mo-de-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d Muskeetie fly high, Muskeetie fly low. If old Mr. Skeeter light on me, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, on the moon, on the moon, no, 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 on the moon. Out of old and old hotels, ain't gonna rain no more. So until then, see you Friday with another special show labeled Songs of the Lonesome Vagabond Lover. So until then, see you pretty soon, pretty soon, pretty soon.
Wendell Hall, the red-headed music maker, will be back Friday noon at this same hour. Tune in for him. And you'd better send for that Libby necklace right away. This is Gene Paul King speaking. Wendell Hall, the pineapple picador, has come to you from the NBC studios in Chicago.
Your Phantom Dancer video of the week this week comes from 1950s TV.
From Chicago, WBKB presents America's most danceable music. Griff Williams and his orchestra, with vocals by Betty Martin, Bob Floyd, and Marshall Gill. And now, here is your host, Griff Williams.
In fact, an entire Griff Williams show from the 1950s. That's your Phantom Dancer video of the week. Visit Greg Poppleton's Radio Lounge blog to see it and to see today's Phantom Dancer playlist.
Earl Father Hyde.
And now for a set of jive from live 1937 to 1938 radio.
For you from the new Grand Terrace on Chicago's Great South Side. Get ready now for 30 minutes of Super Jive in the Father Hind style. Yeah. What could this be? Ah, it's the Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
That's what you call a powerhouse coda.
One of our own particular favorites had its inception in the very imaginative brain of Larry Clinton. We think you'll like A Study in Blue.
Riding high 'cause it's sleepy time down south.